Greetings, friends, and welcome to The Bright Side, your nutritional program dedicated to the understanding of the vast world of nutritional supplementation. I am your host, Pharmacist Ben, nutritional pharmacist from Boulder, Colorado. I specialize in using nutritional supplements where other healthcare practitioners use toxic pharmaceutical drugs and deadly medical procedures. If you suspect that there are natural nutritional roads to your vitality and to your well-being and to addressing your health challenges, whatever they may be, but you don't know where to begin, you have come to the right place. As you listen to The Bright Side every day, you are more and more in control of your body, you are more and more knowledgeable, and you know you can overcome any health issue. That is why we are here every day on The Bright Side, helping clear up the sometimes confusing world of nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Over the last 27 years of practicing pharmacy, I have seen drug-free recoveries from diabetes and hypertension and obesity and skin diseases like acne and rosacea and psoriasis and eczema, digestive ailments, autoimmune issues of all kinds, recoveries that by the standards of modern medicine can only be called a miracle. But what is in the world of the body, what is in the world of biology, standard operating procedure, because the human biological system is a healing system, a regenerating system. It is designed divinely to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. And while some folks may say that's a miracle, this healing, renewing, regenerating system is nothing more than business as usual. It is just the way the body works. If you have questions about health or nutrition or prescription drugs, we want to hear from you on The Bright Side. We welcome your phone calls at 855-660-4261. Get on board early. The phone lines fill up quickly, 855-660-4261. If you have a success story you'd like to share, if you want to contribute to the conversation, if you have questions about the longevity products, the ones I take and the ones I recommend, 855-660-4261 is your number. If you want to purchase any of the longevity products that you hear us talk about or recommend on The Bright Side, head over to brightsideben.com. Take a look at our shopping cart with all the longevity products, including the Beyond Tangy Tangerine multivitamin mineral complex powder. You add it to water and drink. It's a great way to get your micronutrients, your vitamin C and B and vitamin A. It's got trace nutrients, calcium, iron, magnesium. And it's a great tasting way to get kids to get micronutrition as well. It's great for older folks. It's $50 a canister. You can find out all about it on brightsideben.com. You can also call the Bright Side Ben phone team at 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470. I encourage you all to check out my blog as well at pharmacistben.com. That's pharmacistben.com. And for you guys with an Android phone, you can also carry the Bright Side with you and get a Bright Side app. Just go to your app store and look up the Bright Side or look up Pharmacist Ben. And you can carry the program with you and listen in your car, listen on when you're on the road if you miss a program. You can also take a look at our archive page at benfuchsarchive.com. All the shows are up there. Most of them are tagged. Thank you, Peter, in the UK. That's benfuchsarchive.com. All right, thanks so much for joining us on The Bright Side. We've been talking about pH and acidity in the blood for the last couple of days and its relationship to strong, healthy bones, acidity in the blood and its relationship to osteoporosis and bone health. We've said that acidity is a sign of inflammation and toxicity. So all of this craziness about making your blood alkaline really revolves around making your body healthy. You want to focus on the health of the body. You want to focus on inflammation and the acidity of the blood. The alkalinity of the blood will take care of itself. Blood is kept tightly regulated in terms of its pH. The pH has to be around 7.38, slightly alkaline. There's lots of mechanisms in the body. The blood isn't literally acidic, by the way. The blood doesn't have to be under 7 for trouble to ensue. Even a tiny little movement toward acidity can have a negative health impact and can have serious ramifications for the health of the body. If you're wondering at this point what it's going to take to get your blood alkaline, how you're going to raise your blood pH, hang tight, because we're going to get to that in a minute here. One of the most important implications of the drop in blood pH is the body's handling of calcium, which means bone health. Calcium will leak out of the bones in order to raise the pH of the blood. Calcium leaching out of the bones is one of the ways that the body handles blood acidity. And you can take all the calcium supplements that you want, but if you're running acidic, if your blood is running acidic, you're not going to get the bone strengthening benefits that you're looking for. Then there's a second issue that can compromise the way the body handles calcium, and this one involves phosphates. We talked about phosphates a couple weeks ago. Phosphates and phosphorus are, for our purposes anyway, synonymous. Phosphorus is the explosive element. Phosphorus is the light-bearing element. Phosphorus and phosphates, for the most part, live inside of cells. They are a major source of energy for cells. Many of you have heard of ATP, and ATP, adenosine triphosphate, ATP, is really the way phosphate is carried around throughout the body. It's the way phosphate is carried around in cells, and it's the way the body utilizes energy. So phosphates mean energy. When the blood is acidic, phosphates are going to leak out of the cells and go into the blood. Phosphates are like hippies. They love acid. They're attracted to acid. When we're young, when we're healthy, when we're strong, the inside of a cell is usually more acidic than the outside of a cell. Phosphates, because they love acid, will, under normal healthy conditions, when the blood is alkaline, phosphates will tend to stay inside a cell, which is a good thing because, as we said, phosphates are super high energy. Phosphates are required for cells to do their work. Phosphates provide energy for cells to do what they do. Phosphates provide energy for thyroid cells to make thyroid hormone, for muscle cells to contract, for nerve cells to fire. Phosphates are the batteries that run the energy system of a cell. When the blood becomes acidic, however, phosphates will leak out, and now you have a 1-2 punch of disease and degeneration. First of all, the phosphates are going to escape the cells. They're going to head towards the acid, and that means less high energy phosphates for a cell to do its work. And that means sick cells. And that means cells that don't do what they're supposed to do. If they're brain cells and your phosphates are leaking out, that means you're going to be dealing with intellectual problems or memory loss or a decrease in brain power or Parkinson's disease. If your phosphates are leaking out of liver cells, that means fatty liver and that means cirrhosis. If your phosphates are leaking out of muscle cells, that means chronic fatigue and fibromyalgia. Of course, at this point, your doctor's going to say, well, we don't know what causes fibromyalgia, but here's some nice steroids for you, or here's some nice pain pills for you. Alzheimer's disease, oh, that's caused by aluminum, and that's viruses in the brain and brain cell tangles that jump from cell to cell. I heard one doctor say this on Charlie Rose a couple years ago. Oh, Alzheimer's disease is, we have these magical tangles in the brain, and they jump from one nerve cell to another. If phosphates are leaving your joint cells, you're going to have arthritis, and your doctor's going to give you Motrin. If your phosphates are leaving the cells of the intestine, you'll have ulcerative colitis or Crohn's disease. See where I'm going here, people? Pretty much any health crisis can be caused by phosphates leaving the cells secondary to acid blood. This is all due to blood acidity, which in itself is due to degeneration and a lifetime of crappy living. At the bottom of this whole pyramid, you've got a lifetime of crappy living. You don't want to be focusing on the acidity. You want to focus on the crappy living. You don't want to focus on the brain. You want to focus on the crappy living. You don't want to be focusing on the muscles or the nerves. We want to focus on the crappy living because this is where we have our power. This is where we have control. This is what is going to free us from the tyranny of the medical model. This is what is going to free us from the tyranny of pharmaceuticals and surgical procedures and white coat priests that supposedly know what they're doing. When we understand that underneath our fibromyalgia, our Alzheimer's disease, our diabetes, our myitis, our cellulitis, our thyroiditis, our conjunctivitis, whatever we got, underneath it all is a lifetime of crappy living. And this is not to beat anybody up, and it's not to beat ourselves up. It's to take control. When we understand that underneath blood acidity and underneath the degenerative diseases that most of us are dealing with, when we understand that underneath it all are bad lifestyle choices, specifically, mostly, around foods that we're eating, we have control over the disease process. Now, this whole idea of phosphates leaving cells in order to neutralize acidity because they're attracted to acidity, that's bad enough. But you know what, folks? It gets worse. And I'll tell you what I mean when I come back from our break. I am Pharmacist Ben. You're listening to The Bright Side on the Genesis Communication Network. Our number, 855-660-4261. We do have a couple lines open for you. We'll be back right after this with more good health information. Don't go away.
If you suffer seasonal or environmental allergies and your doctor has told you that the only answer is medications for the rest of your life, Dr. Peter Glidden has an alternative solution that doesn't involve drugs with terrible side effects.
One of my favorite add-on products to the 90 essential nutrients for people who are suffering with allergies is a product called Cell Shield RTQ. Cell Shield RTQ. The Q in that product stands for a biochemical called quercetin, and quercetin is a natural antihistamine. It doesn't flag out your immune system like antihistamines do.
To manage your allergies without a lifetime of prescription or over-the-counter drugs, order Youngevity's Cell Shield RTQ today by calling 855-347-3696. That's 855-347-3696 or on the web at fireyourmdnow.com. That's fireyourmdnow.com.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
Mother's Day is this Sunday, and Pro Flowers is offering an amazing last-minute deal. 1 dozen assorted roses plus a free glass vase for just $19.99. That's 1 dozen beautiful assorted roses, absolutely bursting with color, sent fresh from the fields and guaranteed to stay fresh and beautiful for at least 7 full days for only $19.99 plus a free glass vase. But hurry, this incredible deal expires this Friday. Go to proflowers.com, click on the radio microphone, and enter the secret code MOM20. Plus, for a very limited time, Pro Flowers has an even sweeter deal for you. Order now and you can double your roses. That's right, double your roses and get free chocolates for just $10 more. Remember, Mother's Day is this Sunday, and this incredible last-minute deal expires this Friday. The only way to get this amazing deal is to go to proflowers.com. Click on the radio microphone in the upper right corner and enter the secret code MOM20.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeSig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeSig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeSig.com. And LeSig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeSig.com, spelled LeCIG.com. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Back on the bright side, pharmacist Ben here. Our number is 855-660-4261. If you have questions about health or nutrition or prescription drugs, we want to hear from you. If you have a success story, we love hearing success stories. Be generous, folks. I know you're out there because I talk to you all the time. If you benefited from some of the ideas that you hear on the bright side, if you have benefited from the longevity programs, I want to hear about it. Then you can help a lot of folks as well. So give us a shout, 855-660-4261. If you want to contribute to the conversation as well, 855-660-4261. We're talking about pH of the blood. When the blood becomes acidic, phosphates are going to leak out. Phosphates leaking out of the blood are going to pull calcium out of the blood. In the first place, phosphates leaking out of cells into the blood are going to make cells less functional. Phosphates are important for cells to do their work. As phosphates leak out, cells break down. Secondly, as phosphates leak out of cells, calcium tends to follow. Calcium is attracted to phosphates. Phosphates are attracted to acid. Calcium is attracted to phosphates. Now you got calcium in the blood. Once you got calcium floating around in your blood, the chances of the stuff dropping out into various organs and tissues like the liver and the brain and the heart become much more likely. Calcium in the blood can lead to blood clots. Calcium is involved in blood clotting. There's a whole bunch of problems associated with calcification and calcium leaking out. Calcium can mess up connective tissue. That means wrinkles. That means aneurysms. Calcium can complex with copper. Calcium can create kidney stones when the calcium levels increase. Big messes result. So the whole thing, the whole point here is that it has to do with acidity in the blood, which in turn has to do with inflammation, toxification, starvation, suffocation, and that means we have control. If you take calcium supplements, somebody says, "Go, you need some calcium supplements for your bones," that can be just as bad as someone telling you not to take calcium. Taking extra calcium when your blood is acidic and the stuff is not making it into cells, bone cells or other cells, can create this whole problem of excess calcium floating around in your blood. Yesterday we talked about 30%, up to 30% of cancer patients die from hypercalcemia, meaning too much calcium in the blood. This is a serious, serious problem. And this highlights the failure of allopathic medicine and what I call allopathic nutrition. That's where you have disease X, so you take supplement Y. Allopathic nutrition is just as bad as allopathic medicine. Allopathic means against disease. Allo for against or opposing, pathic for disease. This idea, oh, I have hypertension, take magnesium. Oh, you have Parkinson's, use selenium. Oh, you have a thyroid problem, take iodine. This idea of allopathically treating our disease states without addressing the causes is just as fallacious, it's just as crazy, it's just as useless as allopathic medicine. Perhaps not as toxic, but just as useless. Good health is about the milieu. Good health is about the bodily environment, the biochemical terrain, especially the terrain of the blood. If you're concerned about bone strength, if you're concerned about osteoporosis, if you're concerned about degenerative disease, there are all kinds of things you can do. If you're concerned about building bones, there's all kinds of things you could do, and many of them, most of them, have nothing to do with calcium. The first thing you want to do if you're dealing with osteoporosis or degenerative disease of any kind, the first thing to do is to address the triangle of disease. I know I say this all the time, folks, but it just bears repeating. If you have osteoporosis, osteopenia, weakness of the bones, you got to first and foremost focus on the triangle of disease, and digestive health is always going to be the first thing to focus on with any osteoporosis issue, osteopenia issue, bone density issue, or degenerative disease or inflammatory disease issue, and that includes acidic blood. Use probiotics. Use digestive enzymes. Get on the nightly essence. Get on the ultimate enzymes. Stay away from problem foods, especially refined sugars and processed foods. Keeping your blood sugar stable is key. Stay away from fast-burning carbs. Stay away from insulin-spiking foods. Hypothyroidism, by the way, is a great way to make sure you suffer from osteoporosis. Hypothyroidism is a great way to make sure that your bones are dissolving. In fact, a poorly functioning thyroid is going to make everything dissolve. How many of you guys out there with osteoporosis have had your thyroid checked or have had any kind of thyroid issues taken care of? Working on the digestive system and the blood sugar issues, and blood sugar issues are going to be the best ways to take care of your thyroid. Your thyroid is the third point. The thyroid adrenal complex is the third point of the triangle of disease, and thyroid issues, which can be related to, causally related to osteoporosis, follow digestive breakdown and blood sugar problems. Make sure you're deep breathing. Sometimes a poorly functioning thyroid and hyperventilation go hand in hand as the body attempts to blow off carbon dioxide. One of the best ways to take care of this problem without hyperventilating is slow, deep breathing. Yes, slow, deep breathing is great for your bones. As far as supplement goes, use iodorol, iodine. Not only is iodine important for your thyroid, it's important for your adrenal glands, it's important for breast health, it's important for the pancreas. Same with selenium, same with sulfur, same with vitamin A, same with the B complex. These are all critical for thyroid health, and they're also important for your adrenal glands, and your bones will benefit as well. You guys, I haven't even said anything about calcium. Yes, iodorol, selenium, sulfur, vitamin A, the B complex. They're more important than calcium supplements for folks who are dealing with osteoporosis. Vitamin C, Celtic sea salt. Progesterone cream can be very helpful. And don't let any medical professional tell you that you need estrogen for your bones. At best, estrogen can keep bones from being broken down, but estrogen is N-O-T, not a bone-building hormone. Estrogen is not a bone-building hormone. At best, it will depress the remodeling process, the breakdown of bone, but it's not a bone-building hormone. Bone-building is in the realm of estrogen's opposing hormone, progesterone. Estrogen is not a bone-building hormone. Progesterone is. If you're dealing with osteoporosis, postmenopausal osteoporosis, you need progesterone way more than you need estrogen. Estrogen is pro-aging. Estrogen is pro-fibroids. Estrogen is pro-inflammatory. Estrogen increases levels of cortisol, which will dissolve your bones. Estrogen will increase levels of a hormone called prolactin, which will dissolve your bones. So if your doctor has told you to take estrogen because it will build your bones, your chances of increasing degeneration, increasing accelerated aging are going to increase. And same with your chances will also increase for cancer. Your chances will increase for fibroids. Your chances will increase for emotional distress as well. You might want to take a few daily milligrams, 5 to 10 milligrams a day of DHEA for your adrenals if you're dealing with bone density issues. DHA may even also help your thyroid as well. And don't forget the B complex. Use your Beyond Tangy Tangerine, and you'd probably be smart to take extra vitamin B5, which is very, very important for the health of the adrenal glands and the health of the thyroid. 1 to 2 grams of vitamin B5 a day. I take 4 grams of B5 a day with my Beyond Tangy Tangerine. And then there's the whole issue of blood acidity. Keeping in mind now, blood acidity is related to toxicity and inflammation, and so you want to take care of the triangle of disease primarily to take care of blood acidity, but there's still some things that you could do directly to affect the acidity of the blood. First of all, you want to know where you're at. You want to know the status of your blood pH, and there's a great strategy for doing that. I'll tell you about that here when we come back from our break. I'm Pharmacist Ben. You're listening to The Bright Side on the Genesis Communication Network. We'll be back with more good health information and your phone calls at 855-660-4261 when we come back from this break.
This message dares all fish oil consumers. Yes, many people now take fish oil supplements, but the makers of K48 Plus want you to know it's not what you consume, but how it is absorbed that counts. So we dare you to compare fish oil with K48 Plus. K48 Plus, an omega-3 powerhouse, is made with the highest grade and most potent dose of krill oil available, and is 48 times more easily absorbed than common fish oil. K48 Plus is both a remarkable anti-inflammatory as well as a powerful antioxidant. If you suffer from ailments such as diabetes, COPD, autism, arthritis, depression, migraines, lupus, Alzheimer's, glaucoma, joint pain, high cholesterol, memory loss, or Crohn's disease, you need to see the K48 Plus video at livepremium.net. That's L-I-V-E premium.net. Or please call 208-521-3601. That's 208-521-3601 and ask about K48 Plus. Restore hope, optimize health with K48 Plus.
What's safer and cheaper than prescription drugs?
Glad you asked. The answer is Renovation Teas. Herbal remedies are much safer and much cheaper than prescription drugs. Taste great, and most importantly, herbal teas are effective and non-addictive. Renovation Tea is especially unique, and here's why. We spent years researching herbs and their beneficial properties. Renovation Teas uses only 100% organic, fair trade herbs. Our teas are blended towards specific ailments and health conditions, such as diabetes, blood pressure, anxiety, libido, detox, and much more. All Renovation Teas are formulated and hand-filled in Arkansas. Take care of yourself naturally, the way Mother Nature intended. Order Renovation Teas at renovationtea.com or call 870-784-3121. That's 870-784-3121. Renovation Teas. Renovate your health one bag at a time.
What do you do when your propane runs out and you don't have a large amount of wood for cooking? That's when you need a Grover Rocket Stove from StockStorage.com. The Grover Rocket Stove starts easily with any combustible material, like junk mail, small twigs, leaves, weeds, or dry sagebrush. Then just add a small amount of kindling wood, and you'll be cooking entire meals in minutes. Grover Rocket Stoves are made right here in the USA and are built to last a lifetime using heavy-duty, thick-gauge steel and are painted with high-temp paint to withstand heat. Go to StockStorage.com and see three great Grover Rocket Stoves, stainless steel, heavy-duty, or our original Grover Rocket Stove for only $135 and get free shipping to the lower 48. For phone orders, call 801-361-6984 or go to StockStorage.com. That's 801-361-6984 or StockStorage.com. The original Grover Rocket Stove minimal wood use cooking stoves, available exclusively from StockStorage.com.
Ceramic body armor is rated to stop six hits. But what about the seventh? Unlike ceramic or Kevlar, Infidel body armor is proven to take hit after hit, and it just won't quit. Reasonably priced and designed for the smart civilian prepper, Infidel stops hundreds of hits from small arms to high-powered rifles. That means safety and peace of mind. Buy yours at InfidelBodyArmor.com. Spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L BodyArmor.com. Infidel body armor just won't quit.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
We travel so much, and having a fake TV, well, it gives added peace of mind.
Burglars look for houses that appear to be easy targets. But fake TV can fool even professional burglars into thinking someone is home watching television.
As a recent widow living alone, it gives me great peace of mind to set my fake TV near a window and know that passing motorists and pedestrians will think someone is home watching TV when I'm actually away from home.
Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet, just like a light on a timer.
And they're so easy to use. You just plug them in and they're ready to go. Plus, they're so affordable that we have one upstairs and downstairs.
Fake TV is only $29.95 with free shipping. Order your fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
What is up? Greetings, and thank you for being here, friends. We're here Monday through Friday, 8 to 9 Pacific, 10 to 11 Central Time on the Genesis Communication Network. For you guys who want to check out some of the Longevity products, head over to brightsideben.com, take a look at our shopping cart, or you can go to my website, my blog, pharmacistben.com. We have some new articles up there today, and news stories, and also a book list that you can click on if you want to purchase any of the books that we talk about here on the Bright Side. We're talking about blood acidity and calcium and osteoporosis. The first thing you want to do if you're interested in taking care of blood acidity, in addition to dealing with the triangle disease, the first thing you want to do is you want to know where you're at. You want to know what your status is, your pH status. So go get yourself some pH paper. You can get it off the internet for $5 or so. It's not really practical to test your blood, but you can test your saliva. And your saliva pH is going to give you a close enough window to what's happening inside your blood. Saliva pH should be around 7 or so, right around neutral. Different people have different opinions, and no one knows exactly where you want the saliva, your saliva pH to be, but you don't want it to be super low. You don't want it to be 6.6 or 6.5. You want it to be as close to 7 as you can get, maybe 7.2 or 7.3. Knowing your saliva /bloodph is a cheap way to see what's happening in your body, and you do not need to go to a doctor. So just put a little bit of your saliva on some pH paper and see where you're at. And typically, if you're healthy anyway, it's going to be in the 7-ish range. If it's in 6.8 or 6.7 or below, you want to seriously focus on all the strategies that we've talked about so far for dealing with blood acidity, i.e. the triangle of disease, oxygenation, taking care of blood sugar and blood sugar issues, and staying away from processed foods. But there's other things that you can do as well to directly affect the pH of your blood, and I will be telling you what those are tomorrow on our next Bright Side episode. So if you're dealing with issues with blood acidity, if you suspect that you may have some problems with blood acidity, first of all, go out and get yourself some pH paper and check just to see. And then secondly, you're going to want to do some of the strategies that we'll tell you about tomorrow on our next Bright Side episode. Time to hit our phones, 855-660-4261. Let's see, Madeline in Florida, what's going on? How can we help you? Madeline?
Oh, yeah, this
hey,
is
Madeline.
I'm sorry, I'm a first-time caller, and I was calling because I went to my dentist for a toothache, and he diagnosed me with periodontal disease.
Gum disease.
Yes.
Did he say you have, did he say that the bone is receding or the gums are receding and you're losing bone in there?
Yes, I. He said it was because of a lot of things that we eat or medication. I know I was on a lot of medication at one time. And
what
I was
were you on?
I was on a seizure medication.
Oh, okay.
I was
yep.
on a blood thinner.
Oh, okay.
I was on a heart. I had AFib at one time, so they had me on a beta blocker.
Okay, I don't need to be horrified any longer. That's pretty bad, but you're off all that stuff, right?
I am off of all medication.
Good job, Madeline. Good job. Do you have any other symptoms going on? Anything else you want to tell me about? Usually digestive is what you want to think about with periodontal disease, and I'll give you some ideas.
Can I tell you what I've been doing?
Well, I don't want to hear that because in the interest of time, but tell me if you have any digestive health issues. That's the main thing I want to know about.
Yes.
Okay. Diarrhea?
Loose
stools?
Constipation.
The other way. Okay, good.
Yes.
Not good, but that helps. That helps me figure things out here. First of all, periodontal disease, gum disease, is a bone loss disease. It's a classic example of degeneration. As we say on the Bright Side every day, first thing we say, the body is a regenerating system. If degeneration is occurring, something is getting into your body that's blocking the degenerative process, number one. Something is getting into your body that's keeping you from absorbing nutrients, number two. And number three, you're probably not getting enough nutrients in your diet either through foods or supplementation. So let's take care of all three of these things, and then we can start to reverse this degenerative process. Number one, you got to focus on what's getting into your body that's keeping you from absorbing nutrients. The fact that you have constipation is a wonderful thing because this is a clue to what you're eating that's messing up your body. Every time you're constipated, you want to backtrack in your, ideally you want to write it down, and then backtrack what you ate 2, 4, 6, 8 hours before. And then you want to start to notice what foods are clogging you up, and those are foods that you need to eliminate. As long as you're clogged up, you're going to have a problem absorbing nutrients, and you're also going to have a problem with toxicity. So you got to keep things moving along in the colon, even if it means not eating for a couple of days. In fact, if you have long-standing constipation, it's probably a good idea to not eat for a couple of days to clear the system out, that eliminate all the clogging foods, and you'll find that if you don't eat for a couple of days, if you have chronic constipation, you don't eat for a couple of days, fasting will release the bowels, will open up the bowels. As you eliminate problem foods, the bowels will start to relax and a whole bunch of stuff is going to come out. You can help the process along by using either vitamin C powder in water or magnesium powder in water, both of which have wonderful laxative effects. A teaspoon of vitamin C in a glass of water, maybe do it once, and then maybe a couple hours later do another teaspoon of vitamin C in water, and then maybe every hour do a teaspoon of vitamin C in water. It should take about 10 or 20 grams of vitamin C to flush you all out. And be near a bathroom, be near a toilet, because when it hits, it's going to hit big time. And that'll clear you out. So by fasting, you can help relax your bowels. By using vitamin C powder, you can relax the bowels. By using magnesium, you can relax the bowels. And also, you want to be keeping track of foods that induce constipation, and it'll be much easier to do it after you've fasted for a couple of days. So fast for a couple of days and then start to eat as normal, except only pick one food. And it's especially helpful to pick the food that you love the most, because it's usually one of the foods that you really like a lot that's causing the problem. Does that make sense so far? There's a bunch more I'm going to tell you about. Does that make sense so far?
It does.
Okay, good. Secondly, you want to make sure you're on a good probiotic supplement. I would use the Nightly Essence. It's my favorite, but whatever you use, make sure you're getting at least 80 billion units a day and look for multiple strains of bacteria. These days, there's a lot of good probiotics out there. I like the Nightly Essence because you get enzymes with it, but whatever you choose to do, make sure you're using 80 billion units a day, at least. You can do more, and then make sure that you're getting multiple types of bacteria. The real good probiotics are going to give you 7 or 10 or even 14 different strains of bacteria. Fourthly, you want to start taking in building nutrients. Vitamin C is ridiculously important for the regenerating process, especially for bone. As much as we hear about calcium for building bone, you're not going to be able to make bone effectively unless you have enough vitamin C. Now, the vitamin C that you're intaking to help clear your bowels out, that doesn't count as much because you're going to probably lose that because of its laxative effect. So you want to make sure that in addition to using vitamin C to clear your bowels, you're also getting a gram or two of vitamin C in a sustained release fashion throughout the day. Use the Beyond Tangy Tangerine. I think you get 1,000 milligrams of vitamin C per dose. So use a couple of scoops of the Beyond Tangy Tangerine throughout the day. Make sure you're getting your anabolic minerals. That means building minerals. Anabolic is just a fancy way of saying building. Bone loss and periodontal disease, osteoporosis, but these are bone loss diseases. The way you want to reverse that is by making sure you're getting your building nutrients, magnesium, zinc. Calcium is important as well for helping build bone. Fatty vitamins are anabolic as well, and vitamin A and zinc and magnesium all work together. Now, if you have digestive problems, you may also have bile problems, and bile is extremely important for the absorption of minerals. People don't talk about this anywhere near enough. If you have an issue with gallbladder, an issue with the liver, you're not going to absorb your fatty vitamins, and you're also not going to absorb your minerals. A couple more things I want to tell you here, Madeline. So hang tight. I'm Pharmacist Ben. You're listening to The Bright Side on the Genesis Communication Network. Judith Benjamin, Tanya Gary, stay on hold. We'll try to get to all our callers today. We'll be back right after this with more good health information on The Bright Side.
Farmers keep their livestock lean and healthy with a mineral-rich diet. Before market, they cut off minerals, leaving them to crave high-calorie grains. If weight control is this easy, why prescribe surgery for humans? Avoid 900 different diseases by getting 90 essential nutrients. Check out sonsoflibertyteam.com, order your Healthy Start Pack, and get your 90 for life, or call 855-301-TEAM. Essential, not optional. 90 for life at sonsoflibertyteam.com, or 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
If you love pineapple as much as I do, I've got some great news for you. You're going to love this offer from Freeze Dry Guy. For the month of May, Freeze Dry Guy is offering the finest quality freeze-dried pineapple. A case of 6 number 10 cans yielding 114 servings at a special introductory price. First quality freeze-dried pineapple grown and packed with nothing added. This healthy treat works wonders with salad. It's great for snacking, hiking, hunting, camping, and for adding to your food storage program. And please note that Freeze Dry Guy's foods will store on your shelf for decades. Order now and get free shipping to your front door within the lower 48 states. This special introductory price is good until May 31st. For more information and a free complete product list, go to freezedryguy.com or phone 866-404-3663. freezedryguy.com, 866-404-3663.
Man, I love that Vostok pouch on your Mosin Nagant. Where'd you get it?
Strike Hard Gear. They have lots of hard-to-find gear for us comblock shooters, like chest rigs and pouches for your SKS Duckbill magazine.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Plus, a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. Enter GCN for a 5% discount on all products at StrikeHardGear.com.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it led back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
All right, we're talking to Madeline in Florida about periodontal disease, gum disease. Periodontal disease can be thought of as osteoporosis of the gums or osteoporosis of the mouth, if you will. And all the things that we're talking about, Madeline, for dealing with osteoporosis are going to be relevant to your case, your issue. So all the things about the triangle of disease and stabilizing blood sugar, working on digestive health are going to be very important. Tomorrow we're going to talk about things that you could do directly to affect blood acidity. That's going to be important as well. So everything that we're talking about, osteoporosis and bone health, is going to be important for you to take important for you to listen to in terms of periodontal disease. So, in addition to all the things we just talked about, your anabolic, your building nutrients, vitamin A, magnesium, selenium, all the things that we just talked about before we went to break. In addition to making sure that your gallbladder, your liver, and your digestive tract are working well, because you need those, you need bile for absorbing minerals. There's a couple other things that you're going to want to do. You make sure that you're getting enough protein. You can't build bone without protein. 30% of your bone, the collagen component of your bone, is protein. And by the way, if you're dealing with periodontal disease, you're at higher risk for accelerated wrinkling, with for bone problems, and also for cardiovascular problems as well. And given that you have a history of heart health issues, you want to listen up. You want to be taking care of your periodontal disease. That's like a window to what's happening inside your body. Vitamin C is crazy important for bone health. Vitamin D is very important for calcium metabolism, so make sure that you're getting a little bit of sun out there in Florida. Don't burn, but make sure that you're getting a little bit of sun. Copper is also very important. Make sure that you're getting 2 to 4 milligrams of copper, especially with zinc. Zinc and copper work together. For you guys who are supplementing with zinc, this can cause a copper deficiency. As your zinc levels go up, your copper levels will drop, so make sure you're taking 2 to 4 milligrams of copper with your zinc. I like zinc picolinate and copper glycinate, and then your B vitamins are also going to be important, especially folic acid. And last but not least, this is an interesting thing that you can do for gum disease. Oh, yeah, coenzyme Q10 can also be helpful for dealing with periodontal disease. Use the oil-soluble capsules, 50 milligrams a day, 50 to 100 milligrams a day. And this is something very interesting for anybody out there dealing with gum disease, periodontal disease. This is anecdotal, although it makes a lot of sense. You can get yourself some vitamin C powder and get the buffered vitamin C powder, sodium ascorbate, or what they call ester C, which is a little bit expensive, but sodium ascorbate is not that expensive. Make sure it's buffered. Make sure it's not ascorbic acid. And you can put a little bit in the palm of your hand, and then dilute it with some water, and then massage massage the vitamin C into your gums. Massage it right around where the teeth meet the gum area. You don't want to rinse. You don't want to spit the stuff out. Just rub it in and leave it in there. You can, if you start to swallow a little of the vitamin C, it's not a problem. It'll just give you a little bit more vitamin C. But the more you can massage into the gums, the better off you're going to be. Try to do maybe a gram or so of a sodium ascorbate paste. Make a sodium ascorbate paste in water in your hand and massage that in. Does that make sense, Madeline?
Yes, thank you so much. I've been writing down everything that you have been saying.
Good deal. God bless, and I hope everything works out for you. Thanks for calling. All right, moving on. Let's go to Benjamin in Texas. What's up, Benjamin?
Good afternoon. And I got on board with the Tangy Tangerine since October, and it's done absolutely wonders for me.
Awesome. Thank you for sharing that.
Yeah, no, it's really great. Secondly, doctors are telling me that my son needs surgery in his ears to replace his adenoids with tubes. He says he can hear, but it's like he hears like if he has fingers plugged into his ears, so, and he sleeps with his mouth open because he can't breathe through his nose as a result.
Okay. All right. Well, this is very common. Adenoids, tonsils, the whole area in the upper part of the throat there, that's all lymphatic tissue. Your adenoids and your tonsils, they're part of the lymphatic system. The lymphatic system is how poisons get drained throughout the body. When that lymphatic system becomes clogged up, when the adenoids and the tonsils become clogged up, it can cause problems breathing, and doctors in their infinite non-wisdom, in their infinite stupidity, will yank the adenoids and the tonsils out. Now, the adenoids and the tonsils are part of your immune system. They're the lymph. The lymph is part of the immune system, the defense system. The reason they're clogged is because there's so much crap going into the body that it's not making it through the lymph. I got a friend who's an ENT guy who takes out a lot of tonsils and adenoids, and he tells me that when he removes the tonsils and the adenoids, he's got to be super careful because if he touches them too tightly, if he squeezes them too tightly, they'll burst like a big zit. He says the biggest zit you ever saw. Imagine that. And when they squeeze it, it pops like a big boil or a big zit because it's so filled with pus from the immune system. That's what the lymphatic system is. So adenoids that are clogged up and tonsils that are clogged up have to be regarded as a digestive health issue because that's where 80% of your immune system is located. Now, given what our kids eat these days, of course you're going to have a problem with your lymphatic system. Kids are going to have a problem with the lymphatic system. So the way you want to deal with tonsils and adenoid inflammation is deal with digestive issues. And there's no such thing as a clogged up lymphatic system that doesn't have, or a clogged up tonsil, or clogged up tonsils, or clogged up adenoids that does not have behind it some kind of digestive health issue. All right, does that make sense so far, my friend?
Yes, sir. Thank you very much.
Look for milk, look for dairy, look for cheese, look for bread and cereal and all the things kids love to eat. I haven't even mentioned the Snickers bars and the candy bars and all the other crappy food, but sometimes even the good food, the cereals and the breads, the foods that we think are good foods, whole grains, rice, potatoes. The best thing to do is focus on his digestive symptoms. Now, you can eliminate wholesale these kinds of foods, but focusing on digestive symptoms, especially constipation in kids. If you have eczema, or does he have any skin problems, rashes, or anything like that?
He lives in Houston with his mother, and she's opting for surgery, and I know who to call for anything.
Well, personally, have her listen to the archives. Go to Ben Fuchs Archive, BenFuchsArchive.com. Have her listen to the archives of this program, or go to BrightsideBen.com and have her listen to the archive of the program. And I highly recommend that you focus on the foods that the kid's eating. Here's the thing. If you take out the tonsils, but you don't, or the adenoids, and you don't focus on the digestive problems, he's still going to have the same problems, and he's going to run higher risks for all kinds of other health issues. But if you focus on the digestive issues, now I don't know how badly the adenoids are clogged, how badly the adenoids are clogged. If they're super clogged, you may have no other choice but to do surgery. You're going to have to decide that for yourself. But don't feel like surgery is just some magical procedure. You can just have surgery and everything will be all well and good. If he has a digestive health issue, that's still going to be going on underneath. And of course the doctors want to do surgery because that's what doctors do. And it's not their fault. That's just how they look at the world. So personally, I'm looking examine his digestive health issues, link his digestive symptoms to foods, and get him on a good probiotic supplement as well. That'll go a long way towards helping the digestive health issues, improving digestive health issues. Benjamin, I'm sorry to let you go here, but we got some other calls I want to get to. I hope I helped you out, brother. And thanks so much for calling. Take care, bro. Okay, Judith, you've been hanging on a while. I apologize for that. What's going on?
My husband was scheduled to have a lens exchange to remove his restore lenses. In the process of having all those drops instilled, he developed AFib.
Okay.
And he was told to go home to his cardiologist and get that straightened out before he could have the lens exchange.
Okay.
And the doctor prescribed a Pradaxa.
That's one of the nastiest drugs on the planet, among a whole bunch of nasty drugs. Pradaxa is a blood-thinning drug. AFib and blood clots go hand-in-hand in terms of stress on the body. Both are signs of the body's of activation of the body's stress response system and possibly the immune system as well. As with all things, focus on stuff that's getting into the body that shouldn't be getting into the body, and that means foods. That's the first thing you want to do with AFib and blood clotting as well, is focus on foods. If you want a quick remedy for blood thinning, to thin the blood as well as to deal with AFib, slow down the sympathetic nervous system, the stress nervous system, activate the relaxation nervous system, the parasympathetic nervous system with deep breathing techniques. It's a great way to thin the blood, and it's a great way to stabilize arrhythmias or fibrillations in the heart. That's the first thing to do. Make sure he's getting his water-soluble nutrients, especially vitamin C and the B-complex. Use the Beyond Tangy Tangerine, and personally, I would be throwing in an extra couple of thousand or 3,000 milligrams of vitamin C a day, excuse me, in addition to the Beyond Tangy Tangerine. You may also want to throw in a couple of B100 pills in addition to the Beyond Tangy Tangerine. Make sure he's getting enough magnesium. It's stupendously important for cardiovascular health, 1,000 to 2,000 milligrams a day. Look for magnesium glycinate. The Osteomag from Longevity is a magnesium glycinate pill. That's got 600 milligrams, so you're going to want maybe two or three of the Osteomags a day. Make sure he's getting his essential fatty acids. I'd be using the ultimate EFAs, 3 to 6, even 9 capsules a day. Coenzyme Q10, super important for the heart. 100 milligrams to 200 milligrams of coenzyme Q10 in the oil-soluble form. Vitamin E as well is super important for the heart. 400 international units a day. Go get to Dr. Sinatra's book. I forgot the name of Dr. Sinatra's book. Dr. Steven Sinatra's book. Get any of Steven Sinatra's book on heart health. And I forgot the one name. I got that one book I'm thinking of. In any case, thank you so much for your call. I'm Pharmacist Ben. We'll continue talking about blood acidity and osteoporosis tomorrow. Stay tuned for Alex Jones next on most of these stations. We'll talk to y'all later, folks. Bye for now.
Imagine waking one morning only to find your family shivering in the dark because you couldn't afford to pay your electric bill. That's closer than you think. You probably haven't heard about this yet because the liberal media has been suppressing what is fast becoming the most shocking news story of 2012. Obama's secret war on coal that could increase your already high power bill as much as 400% in coming months. As shocking as it sounds, it may well be just a matter of time before the lights start going out across America. But here's some good news. There's an underground video at exposed123.com that thousands of smart patriots have used to end their slavery to the corrupt electricity monopoly. The video at exposed123.com has already been banned by Google, and the liberal media is doing everything in its power to take it down and keep America in the dark. So watch it now at exposed123.com before it's too late. Again, that's exposed123.com.
Time and time again.
You need to come here and help us. We need assistance. Please.
Those we should be able to depend on let us down.
Federal and state and local officials saying help is on the way. Well, the folks here in Bell Harbor say show me.
Don't depend on the government to save you. Take action now so that you're prepared for the next disaster. With MyPatriotSupply.com. Get the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self
self-reliance books, and more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Call 866-229-0927.
We are hurting down here, and we need help immediately.
Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.